Hotep, Akwaba, bless up, and greetings, and welcome to the recovery room of racism non-anonymous. This is me, the traumatized traumatologist, coming to you with a message that is framed in trauma recovery, and it is with love that I come and I bring this message. And I must acknowledge that first and foremost. For the things that I am likely to say are the things that are often not said because, as Buju has just let us know and reminded us, what happens when those who cry for the poor get rejected, neglected, disrespected and pushed away. And certainly me, Mama Earth, Sis Abena Africa, the recovering African who is culturally enslaved in America. It's from the voices in the margins. I am true to the cause of African liberation via unification and utilizing the tool of healthy and effective communication. I am a traumatized traumatologist, trauma queen, and queen of trauma. That is the trauma and the traumatic stress that had it influenced Black African lives because it has touched and or stripped away. And we have been left in a place and in a space to practice the culture that has been shoved right straight up our asses. Shit in and shit out is typically how shit works. That is, what you put in is what you'll get out. Now, maybe you might be saying right now, oh, wait a minute, slow down, what's up with that? Because this broadcast is entitled Emotionally Shocking and in Shutdown is what it ought to say, or emotionally shocking shit is shut down in South Carolina. It's an emotional shutdown that the Black folks are going through, and that they are spitting out forgiveness right away. Woo, that's what's coming out. However, interestingly enough, that is most certainly not what has been put in our lives from them. Instead, they have put in their shit. They have put in their cultural shit in us. And what is their cultural shit? So let's see if we can break this thing down a little bit, and let me see if I can sort of break it down and then tie it back up together in terms of what is happening for the African descendants in South Carolina specifically, and how that hit like a atomic fucking bomb, or what do you call it when they that A-bomb, and when it explodes, the dust flies and touches. It's like the pebble that was thrown in the water. And then it ripples, so it's this rippling effect from the shit that touched down in South Carolina just a few days ago. And the impact and just the effect of it in the lives of Black folk, it was certainly a traumatic, that is certainly the shit that happened. A hit, traumatic stress of the human intentional type, whereby someone determined that their intent was to cause harm, to abuse physically by murdering the body, the folks' minds, bodies, and spirit. It was intentional. It was planned. It was clearly the shit, a shit bomb thrown at us. And when we experience a traumatically shocking event, such as the event that took place in South Carolina, whereby a young 21-year-old, it's all of these little significant pieces to this shit. Our minds body of nine. Interesting. That's an interesting connection. Nine is a number, a completion of sorts. Nine bodies, nine souls, spirit released. And the spirit, that our spirit, how that hits, affected not only our minds and spirits, and certainly for them, the nine, their mind, body, and spirit. And so it's traumatic stress. It's a traumatically stressful event. It is a, and it is one that has affected the nation. The impact of this fucking A-bomb, the A-bomb that we were hit with. Additionally, for CNN has been covering this story for the past 24 hours, 36 hours since it happened. When did it happen? How long ago was it? Was it just yesterday, Friday, he was arraigned here, and so Thursday he did this shit, or was it Wednesday night? It's hard to remember. What we do know for sure, however, is that those who were closest and had experienced the direct hit have moved to an immediate position of forgiveness. And I suggest to you, and I will tell you, that is because they are, their emotional world has just been shut down. What we are seeing and why this has happened, as I have come to know, and what I certainly believe to be true, based on my knowledge and information of trauma, traumatic stress, what it is and how it works, and in particular how it works in the lives of black folk. And I know these things because I was placed in a position and took the challenge to study my own self and how trauma has affected me. And when I began that, of course, it was about what happened to me personally and all of that good shit. And then I began to go out and work to help we, and became a therapist and began to learn more. And as a result, going up to the PhD level, whereby we look at research and reflect upon societal level shit in the lives of individuals, families, and groups. Those groups being, in fact, also communities, communal groups of people, such as the community in Charleston, South Carolina. So with the things that I know about what happens to us mentally and emotionally when we experience traumatically stressful events, or when we experience the shit hitting our fan, when somebody throws some shit, the shit, traumatic stress intentional type, S-H-I-T, P-S-H-I-T, traumatic stress of the human intentional type. What happens is the first immediate response is the emotional world. The feelings are disconnected from the thinking process, because the thinking process is required to figure out how you're going to get out of this shit. So the emotional world will shut down. The emotions that are immediately and directly connected to the event are disengaged in order for the mind to focus on what the hell is happening and think its way and the shit that just came down. And what I see and hear the folks out in South Carolina doing is just that, so that the immediate emotion, because understand also how our emotional worlds are set up. And let me say this, I learned these things even from Caucasian folks when I began my first my journey into healing myself and working on me when I went in to begin the process to find myself. And I did. It led me to my African self, ultimately, to me with being me, the me that I am today, even. So what I learned, and then what I found to be true, because I took it, looked at it, and applied it to self and began to see how I was working and it was working and how my emotional world worked and what happened when shit came my way. I tend to freeze first. We are typically and culturally, I would say, a conflict-avoiding group. We seek and to practice love and of self. Of all life forms, we sought to not destroy. We sought and knew how to commune and communicate with all forms of life, plant, animal, and other human beings that we are and we were. We were not focused on individual gains. It was communal gains. It was shared. It was a coming together in such the way that we see them doing now. And it was the European who taught us becoming individuals. So within our group as Africans, we are comfortable and quick to assert how different we are from another African, while at the same time, white folk are using our culture for their benefit in terms of how they stick together and how quick they are to work to offer to each other that same basic love, caring, respect, and forgiveness for the shit that they do, have done to each other. And when it comes to us, however, individually, we are fucking slaughtered. And if you don't believe me, check and sit down, slow down, breathe, meditate, and call upon the spirits of our brothers and sisters, our children and elders, whose lives have been taken by the group known as white folks, individually, one by one. Nina Simone said it, how they're shooting us down one by one. The images are on CNN as I look at the black women and black men talk to these white folks in such a calm, cool, and fucking collective fashion. How they are able to allow the white folks to comfort them through this shitty event. And how they even ask the question, how is it the people and how is it that you can promote love in the face of the hate and the evil that has just come your way from one of ours, a young man, 21, a legal adult now, and his first act in adulthood to put his name out and flame and create and generating fame for himself at 20 by doing research. Oh my God, doing the research, picking a perfect topic place to implement his plan to murder, create a race riot. And as the manifesto comes out and as the stories come out of how his family knew, how his childhood friends knew and his college friends knew that this was going to happen and that this is what he had been planning. And not Mayor Mitt fucking one of them picked up the phone and called 911. Yet the judge suggests to us that they are the victims as well. When have I ever heard when a black man has been arrested for causing any type of harm, real or perceived, recognized? Where there has been an acknowledgement of how the family has been harmed. Okay. So, wow, there's just so many pieces to this in this pile of shit. Manhunt after New Orleans officer killed, and there's an image of a black male. So are they suggesting that this black male officer shot while transporting prisoner, that this black prisoner shot an officer, and how they're just overlaying shit to support. Now, what will happen to this black man? Prisoner removed the gun and shot the officer. How did the prisoner remove the handcuffs? How was it that he was able to remove the handcuff? And they asked the question, who's to blame? If I can go back to for a moment and focus a bit more on the presenting topic here in terms of how it is that, how is it that when we understand the normal grief process, the process of grief, and we do know that oftentimes, people will move, so this is important to know. People do move in and out of various phases of the grief process, which first and foremost, because that is also the first level of, well, emotional experience. Yet the first level, I would suggest, on the outside, is the happy, joy position. Underneath of that, And before I say that, and these are the things that I learned in my own early treatment in terms of our emotional worlds and how they're set up. On the outer layer, as you see it as a world, a circle, the outer layer is covered with the peace and the joy. That's the surface. That's where we are. That's where we sort of exist, and that's what can be seen. It's like the head of the emotional world, which it can, you know, see as a sort of tadpole or something that is a tunnel, but there goes down to a point that we're rooted in. It's like a tooth surface layer is joy, happiness, peace, and everything along that continuum of feeling, which is a continuum that the folks have stayed on. It's as if they have not been hit. They stayed, remained on this happy, peaceful place, spiritual, you know, using, you know, spirit messages. Yet, and underneath of that, when you get hit, the first thing is anger at the act of injustice, for the people were simply in their space, in their safest space that black folk have ever had and any folk could have, the safest place, the sanctuary. At the heart of this, where our spirits come together. It's where we come for spiritual renewal, regeneration, divination of the spirit. We go to that place. That's the heart. That's the core. It's always been the core of who we are. The safe space. And income. What we know now, loud and clear, even as they have been saying, Anderson Cooper and company, Will Blitzer, Wolf Blitzer, and all of the, you know, CNN folks, the talking heads, as some may even refer to them, have all acknowledged that evil has entered their space. And they have always suggested that the devil can only come in when he's invited. You know, he just can't come in. He must be welcome and invited in. And they did invite him in. He opened the door. He walked in and he opened up and he said, come, join us. European viral infection, lies, the lies that he told. His desire was to come in and to learn. The lie, the evil, devil, entered, right? And as a result, it revealed his true plan, which was to murder. And what I am experiencing for the moment is just there's a need to power down. It's just like, time to take a deep breath. As a clinician in the behavioral health, it's important to slow down and take these deep breaths when you're swallowing a whole load of shit and working to accept it. Just the first part, which is necessary to recover, is to become aware of what is going on. First bite of the shit, which I have shared with you thus far. And my mind and my emotions are drained. Like there's nothing else there for the moment. So I could get away, I could get a recharge for myself at this midway point in this broadcast. So this is probably a useful time for me to take a pause and maybe play a tune. It's a wake up call. It's a wake up fucking call. What has happened? It's a wake up call. They have. So I said the first anger was one of the first stages of grief. You have acceptance. You have bargaining. You have anger even at the flipping God that we serve. When lies are taken from in such a ruthless, merciless, how could the God that we are here studying about, honoring and so forth, how could that God allow this to happen? And what is, and that's their only position. And what did God? God said that we ought to forgive. And don't you forget that these was the same motherfuckers who said that they was God and that God was them and that God is certainly fucking white, and a white boy came right in there, 21 years old, just 7 years after the birth of their fucking God, Christ, who was 13 when he came of age of himself. Here's this one a week later, 7 years later, 7 days later. 21, God, Jesus, oh, Jesus has graced our fucking presence. Oh, we must forgive him for what he did. He's hurt. He's victimized. His family taught him all that bullshit. And so we must forgive him. No, totally detached and disconnected from the fucking what the fuck who as a first response. Signal of danger. What we are getting instead is a belief that there is no danger. All white people are safe. But they mean exactly what they say as they're hugging you and listening to you and watching you and learning from you and taking that shit and applying it to them. While you will turn around later on that night and go to work the next day in your position of power and fuck over a black person, your own family. And then what will we see happening with how they manage the insurance money as family members? What will the conversations be? Will they be loving and joyful and peaceful and divide the shit up in an even way or in a way that whereby the one who needs the most help gets it? Or will they do something different? I'll be back.
This is your wake-up call. Time to wake up your mind. Open your eyes and realize. Wake up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Wake up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Wake up.
Like a crime every time I pick up my rhymes. Everybody else is allowed to be proud of their crappy lines, but somehow I'm egotistical if I say I'm proud of mine. Double standard industry efforts trying to mess with my head, saying crap like she killed it good for a girl, but I'm confused, is it less dead? It's amusing really, the story of my life. Get less charges for spitting bullets than others get for spitting a dinner knife. But denial wears so many disguises, like Bruce Willis, death, just refuse to realize it. Calculating assassin, should be lethally injected instead. I'm breaking rocks with misdemeanor, mother effort's chained to my legs.
Strap me to the chair, I'm guilty. I killed it and I didn't kill, Lord, I am guilty. Unapologetic grin says I am guilty. Whoa, they're gonna leave me to strike again when they know that I'm guilty.
My hands are filthy.
Yes, 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 that is true. Filthy. So we're going to go right on back up into, that was Tanya Stevens, and we started off with Maccabee with a wake-up call. This is your wake-up and see. So let me go here with this. The outer layer, surface layer, happiness, joy. That's what we present to the world, our personas, when we present ourselves to others. We go to work, we go to the store, we go to the communal meetings, we go to an entertainment event, a party, a bar, a movie. We smile, we present that. It's what we always want to be feeling. That's the feeling that we desire. Anything along that continuum. And then right underneath of that, when, for example, someone throws a pile of shit, that's an act of injustice. And anger is the feeling that lets us know that we have just experienced some shit. You walk, you greet somebody, you smile, hi, how you doing? You reach over, you believe they're going to hug you, they punch you in the face. Boom, shot. What the fuck? What happened? What? Why'd you do that? The confusion. Well, I don't. Wait a minute. Help me understand. I have not heard those questions just yet from the folks out there in South Carolina. Have you asked the question why this child would do this? They seem to suggest just that he's mentally ill, and I even heard all the black male suggest that he did not require the death penalty, would not desire it for him, and in fact what he would like to see happen is that the child be placed in a position where he is flooded with imagery and messages of something, the Clockwork Orange deal, until he is converted and reprogrammed with some other information. No, why? I have questions, because it's like, what about, how is it that all these people who knew, his family, his friends, nobody called 911? This little dumb mother flip-flopper friend, you had to take the gun and then got scared and put that back, and they have sense enough to pick up the phone and call 911? I mean, why are not any of the folks on CNN not asking that question? How is it that Don Lemon is not asking that question? The voice for the black people. Because that is the normal reaction when something like this happens, just for the record. Oh, yet what they are suggesting, and I understand that we did not feel it. It didn't happen. And if that's true, then it, again, shows the level of traumatization that our people's mind, body, and spirits are in, because they don't feel what the fuck just happened. They are numb. The only time you're unable to feel is when you are numb. And how did they become numb? Well, we know, we as a people, black people, have been experiencing the shit for a long, goddamn blasted time. So this last and biggest hit of all, right into the core of us, was a test for white folks to see just how fucked up we are. So now they know they can go full fucking speed ahead, because we are not able to feel anymore. We have no question. Which anger would demand. The anger that is in the anger, the questions, the confusion, the rage, the whoa, what? Oh no, oh good Lord, this is a terrible thing that just happened. They lost their pastor, their matriarch, their son, who was ready and willing and rolling with shit to all of the mothers. The black woman, look at the me, look at me, Mama Earth, look at me, look at she, the beauty, the strength. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. I heard him say a little while ago at some time that today there were several shots, that most of them folks were hit more than once. How come we are not hearing about that? How come it seems to me that when I've heard other stories where white men have gone and killed in mass other white people, we usually hear about how many shots was fired. Yet when we hear the cops talk about how they have been shooting black people, we heard how many shots was fired on the black couple who were totally fucking unarmed, and all the cops that opened fire who shot them 138 fucking bullets, and not one of them were charged. All of them should have been charged. One bullet hit them. Every motherfucker whose gun had been fired would be held accountable, because we know all of them fucking bullets entered and killed. Yet we are not hearing what this crazy motherfucker Whitman did. We are not hearing the details. The focus is all on the victims, all on us, and we are just showing them that we didn't feel a goddamn thing. We forgive you. You're such a good boy. You know, and we forgive them. Oh, my God, their family. Oh, your son is such a lover. Let me give you a hug. Your son, this little evil bastard that came in here and killed my mother and my brother and my sister and my pastor even. The little rotten fuck. I'm so sorry you had such bad luck with that bastard. Here, let me give you a hug. That's emotionally inappropriate and suggests that there is a level of illness that is being revealed and the damage is extensive. It's broad, it's massive, because how many other black, all of the black Christians, and how many African Americans, we said, was believe in the Christian religion and believe in these values and believe that God told them that this is fine, that God is white and God is presented as white, and so that's what you do for the white. That's what's right. Underneath the anger, the next level of the feeling is the sadness when you have lost, and that feeling is there. Whenever there's a loss, sadness is the appropriate feeling that expresses that. So whenever you see someone sad and crying, you can ask them, what have you lost? What happened? There's a loss, real or perceived. And certainly we know that the folks of the loss, they're talking to us, they're verbalizing that they grieve, yet we do not see it manifested. Where are the tears? Where are the tears? Where is the grief they hide? That's right, never let them see you cry. Never let them see you cry. So they don't see you cry. Maybe they don't think that nothing really happened to you. Because you're not crying for real. You're saying, oh, my heart's broken. There's no tears. How many tears have you seen shed? How many images of teardrops? None. I haven't. And the final layer of our emotional world is fear. Fear is our body's internal alarm system that alerts us to real or potential danger. Something bad might happen if I do that. Don't do that. I'm scared to go across the street, that big-ass fucking road, because I might get hit. I don't have rubber bumpers. Fear. Oh, what happened? Is it, okay, everything's okay. Okay, cool. You turn it off. That is all. Yet, black people have been programmed are so comfortable with suggesting, I'm not scared of anything. This fear is all a fakery and all a foolery and all this shit. Just throw it away. You stupid. That's your internal alarm system. That is your body and your spirit's alarm system. When you feel it, you're supposed to pay the fuck attention. Look up, look around. What the fuck is happening? Are you not afraid that now that this 21-year-old child has been able to come into the core of your community and murder 9 of your leaders, your family? Oh, now they just put a picture of somebody crying. Oh, huh? Cute. So now we're finally beginning to show that. One tear is off. Well, black sister. Just turn around and look at TV. It's on. I have the TV on. I have the volume down. The images I'm looking at. I see the people shouting and praising and praying. Yet, fear is at the core and the danger. Where's the danger when we begin to first and foremost forgive them of their terrible acts? Now, keep in mind, when the police officers, white police officers who have been murdering black folks left and right for the past, you know, since this age, we have technology to prove this shit anyway, because they've been doing it. Now we can prove it and everybody sees it. Each and every one of those officers are also forgiven by their own. They're able to forgive themselves and say, don't do it. They're like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. We forgive you. Go on. In their workplaces, when you're at their workplaces, their offices, they had jobs, they work, they fuck up at their job, they kill somebody, they wasn't supposed to do that shit. That's not the protocol. We wouldn't, what certainly is not anything on the books that says if you stand outside on the street and sell a cigarette, then it's okay to kill. So we then, as an employee, that's a fucking mistake. We forgive your fucking mistake. They white folks forgive their mistakes in the workplace. Black people, oh, no, we be setting up all kind of shit, man. I can tell you that's for sure. just checked my story with Horizon House and Dawn Ramsey and the Five Black folks anyway who got together in the end. And it was an African woman next, the matriarch, and she was actually from South Africa, supposed to be PhD educated, in need of administrative assistance, financial assistance, and another co-worker, and they all got together and intentionally began to play a fucking game that had me fired, and the white people sat back and watched how we just fucked with each other until they fired me, and the white people supported it and all that, right? But that's what we do to each other in the workplace, and what they do for each other in the workplace is they support each other, and they forgive and support each other even. And many of them, when you look back, all of those ones who are now about retiring, how much shit they have done that when camera cell phones and cameras and shit wasn't available and they didn't get documented. And nobody listened to the victim's stories. Nobody cared already. So we are not hearing any of those things. Everything is straight on the surface from a mental behavioral health perspective. This is what is happening emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And there will be some black motherfucker, excuse my French in this, still though, just pop, you know, like Gus T. Renegade and Umar and all them little mofos, all those, you know, top folks now, voices, they'll sit and listen to my shit and then they'll go start saying it and putting it out. The same ones who worked and did effectively shut me down and provide me no resource of support, just cut the cord and cut the line that we shared, the line, the rope, the cord that we shared, you know. They cut it and said, boom, got what they wanted, decided, oh, it'll be competition and I'm going to be the one fastest to the top, so I'll cut you down, I step on you and then shit on you and then keep it moving and tell people what I want them to believe about you. And because I'm up here and the people have supported me and they are holding me up, they're listening to me. For those are the things that we do to each other. Yet, when this is done to us, when this is done to us, when a white male in 2015 can... They are seeing his manifestos. He produced all of this stuff at 21. You would put a mofo like this to death immediately. Fast track this shit. There could be, how could you possibly think you a 21-year-old, right? That was my first thought. Because that was coming from that place of fucking anger, rage, hurt, and all of those feelings. With this type of hit, when you hit that onto the core of your emotional world, that is the surface, which is peace and happiness and, you know, contentment, to the anger and the hurt and the pain because of the loss of life and the fear of the motherfucker that might come and do the same thing. There is no fear that any of them, yet, nobody reads the body language and shit, but being the clinician that I am and a mental health therapist, emotional health, this is what I do, this is what I see, you know, it's occupational hazard even. But when I see people who listen to stories as I do and have done for the past 30 years or so, you know, I recognize things that are the nonverbal cues and what they tend to say or suggest. And I see shit with the white folks that suggest to me that they are quite fucking pleased with what their son has done. And as they parade around into ours, looking at us like, oh, wow, and broadcasting it so that black folks from churches and everywhere will all together begin to say this same shit. We forgive you. It's okay. We are going to love you anyway. We will give you new mercies another day while we receive none. So now there's a candidate that's responding to the killings. And how much time? We have 10 minutes. So let me see if we can hear what is going on.
A mother, a grandmother.
Oh, Clinton, even Hillary.
My heart is bursting for them, for these victims and their families,
for a wounded and a wounded church.
There's this from former Maryland Governor and Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley writing in an email to supporters yesterday, how many senseless acts of violence in our streets or tragedies in our communities will it take to get our nation to stop caving to special interests like the NRA? And also this coming from Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry.
And I think it is healthy for us as a country to have conversations and defend our positions, whatever they may be. So
defend.
I do position. Have an issue that the knee jerk is from the left is always we're going to take people's guns away from them, when in fact there may be a host of contributing factors here.
Let them keep their guns.
Let some
knee-jerk and say take away guns, even though we got 21-year-old kids now blowing up, killing people, mass murdering.
I think two things, Poppy. The first is how quickly this has turned into a political debate. It's only a few days since this tragedy, and people are already, you know, marking out their political territory, trying to protect themselves politically, looking if there's some kind of political advantage to be had. Hillary Clinton certainly has no disadvantage in being seen as the heir to President Barack Obama, talking about race and gun issues. And the other thing is the division between Republicans and Democrats on this. You have Republicans who are facing a very competitive primary in South Carolina next year, in which there's going to be a lot of candidates. A few points either way could decide this primary. So they're being very careful not to get out ahead of what is a very conservative electorate in that Republican primary on issues like gun control.
All right. So enough of that. And that is what is being talked about now. But here come the political plays when Clinton is out. Using it how it was intended to be used. And that's what we're talking about today. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I see. And I haven't heard much further. So I would love to have conversations about this. I would love to hear your thoughts about what I've shared, and if you're able to see it. Yet I suspect that for the vast majority of black folks, we'll have a difficult time hearing what I'm saying, because we all, as folks of African descent, have been programmed towards European cultural thought and behavior. And we have all hit and been hit with a whole lot of shit. In our family lives, we've experienced abuse and harm intentionally. And even though it was for good reason, in order to me and do what I say do, when I say do it and how I say do it, more often than not, that's the message. And I lost the train of thought for a second here. Where I was with that one in terms of, you know, what we've been programmed by them to do. And we've been programmed to review that Bible, study that Bible, own that Bible, believe that Bible, practice the shit that's in that Bible, the Bible that we concocted, we created, the stories we wrote, and we are the leaders of it and the saviors of it. We gave it to you to do that, and this is now the outcome. For while it's sort of true, you know, I want to be able to forgive you, my black brothers and sisters, yet when I forgive you and behave with you and the same them, what you do to me is something very different. It's opposite. The flip, the script flips. And when you deal with me, it has to be from the perspective of European culture, and their culture is designed to fuck black people up for their own benefit. And so that's what you've been taught to do. So when you come at me, you work to fuck me up for your own benefit, for you to feel good, for you to feel important, for you to be liked, and for you to say, huh, look at how good I can take care of myself. Bye, bye, bye. Look what I can do to you. we've also been programmed with them, what it means is that they benefit, so they will always benefit while you fuck over me. It is even painful for me to hear the folks in South Carolina doing this thing. And it's sad for me more so from that clinical face and perspective. As a clinician, this is just what I see. It's sad and it's difficult. It's and because we do move through stages of grief, that at some point, the hunch, there will be a fallout, and the folk out there will begin at some point to there will be a burst of all of the other feelings. They will come forward. The anger, the sadness, and the fears, and will be, you know, coming out in bits and spurts here and there. And it will be interesting to see how the folks in their family and in the heart of their communities and in their own individual lives, how they're doing, what they're doing, what are they feeling, and how do they express those feelings. For with white folk, and what happens, certainly if we show them what we really feel, then we are subject to more harm. We place ourselves in a vulnerable position, for we know that when we tell the truth about what the fuck is going on for us to them, they cannot handle it, and they will shut it down. They will kill us. They will murder us. Truth tellers, just like just like who told us? Maka told us, or Buju told us. Yes. And we're going to end with D.T. Shiloh and from the Recovery Room of Racism Not Anonymous. This is Vincent Abena, Africa.
All my days. These ain't never been wasted, eh? Bueno. Just goes on to show. Till I'm laid to rest. Yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the waste. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda then spread. Tongues will have to confess. Oh, I'm in bondage. Living is a mess. And I've got to rise up, alleviate the stress. No longer will I expose my weakness. Evil signal it begins with humbleness. Worse 7 to 7, yet me still penniless. Body pulled up on me, stable master, God bless. I'll have the needy and shelterless. Ethiopia awaits all prince and princess. Till I'm laid to rest, yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the West. I know the East is the best, yes, propaganda then spread. Tongues will have to confess. What could a man do about the East? Everybody wants a peace. Africa free, Africans, man. Unification, no humble defeat. What a day when we walk in on Redemption Street. Ban up our head, Bible in our hand, one and all. Break with tragedy from this land. Would you go down the home, go stop in the Shashama on the land? The city of Harare is where Selassie come from. In Addis Ababa, then Botswana. Yes, Kenya, I end up in a Ghana. Beauty, my eyesight behold. Holy Ethiopia, protect me from the cold. Till I'm laid to rest, yes, always be depressed. There's no life in the West. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda then spread. Tongues will have to confess. Organize and centralize. Come as one. Overseas shall be so many more than sand. Some you want replenish. Pure and clean and far too long we've been under this man. Some are safe about the riches that them tendency and why some is stupid and not all you can. Easier for a camel to enter through an eagle line. And it is for a rich guy to enter in a Zion. Take it from I, man. So, till I'm laid to rest, yes, always be depressed. There's no living in the West. I know the East is the best. Lord, propaganda then spread. Tongues will have to confess. Oh, I'm in bondage. Living is a mess. And I've got to rise up, believe.
alleviate the stress. No longer will I expose my weakness. The who signal it begins the humbleness. Work 7 to 7, yet me still penniless. Body food up on me table, master, God bless. All of the needy and shelterless. Ethiopia awaits all prince and princess. Still I'm laid to rest, yet always be depressed. There's no life in the West. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda them spread, tongues will African fest. What could I want some of the East? Everybody want a peace. Africa free, Africans mark us Mosiah's peace. Unification, no number defeat. What a day, we're walking down Redemption Street. Band up our head, Bible in a hand, one and all. Make we try the promised land. Would you go down to Congo and then shash them on the land? The city of Ferraris, where Selassie come from. From Addis Ababa in a Botswana. Let's get it, I end up in a Ghana. Oh, what a beauty, me I sight behold. Holy Ethiopia, protect me from the cold. Still I'm late to rest, yes. Always be depressed, there's no life in the West. I know the East is the best. All the propaganda can spread, tongues will African fest. Organize, centralize, come as one.